This is Steph from Voices in the Valley, and I am here with Alicia Utak. She is a senior at Matamidai High School and also the editor-in-chief of a new youth literary journal here in town, sponsored by the Shire Literary Center and called...
The Boomsite Literary Journal.
The Boomsite Literary Journal. Alicia, this is so exciting. Do tell me all about what's going on.
Well, the Boomsite is the St. Croix Valley's first literary journal that's run entirely by youth, and it publishes completely creative works from high school and middle school students. So we have categories of prose, poetry, and visual art submissions that we accept, and we publish about 4 issues a year.
Wow, 4 issues a year, and I believe 3 of those are digital, and then the last one is a published anthology of the highlights of the year.
Yeah, that's right. So we will be able to create a book of selected submissions and be able to sell them so that friends and family can have hard copies of your beautiful literary work.
And visual art, if they choose to submit that as well. Well, I know the first digital issue is going to come out at the end of the school year, so tell me, if students are interested in submitting their poetry, their prose, or their visual art, how do they find out more?
You can find out more by visiting theshireonline.com/boomsite, and from there you can find a comprehensive list of guidelines and more information about how to get involved with the magazine. We are really excited to begin reviewing submissions, and we are open now.
Fantastic. So get those submissions in if you're in middle school and high school. And I know I can't wait to read it. So Alicia, thank you so much for joining us. Alicia Utak, she is the editor-in-chief of a new youth literary journal, the first one in the St. Croix Valley. So it's great to have you here on Voices in the Valley, Alicia. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Emma Atkins, head writer for Hashtag Hush Podcast, an actress who plays the role of Andy. The Hush team is comprised of teenagers from all over the St. Croix Valley who write, perform, and produce an original sci-fi radio series. You may have heard our previous episodes played the first Saturday of every month here on Voices in the Valley. But now we are thrilled to announce Hush is on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Please find us on iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review your own hometown, homegrown podcast. Our goal is to become new and noteworthy on iTunes, and you can help make that happen. Hush follows a teenage girl named Andy, whose parents and then grandmother mysteriously disappear. Andy and her friends set off to search for them on a quest that leads into multiple worlds filled with dangerous secrets and manipulative people, all kinds of fun characters. The voice of a strange being named Silence, a bumbling police officer who wants to train his pug to be a police dog, and well-intended but misguided adults aggravate the situation rather than making it better. It's been super fun to write and amazing to act in, and we want you to experience it too. So right after this episode of Voices in the Valley, check out iTunes, find Hush, subscribe, rate, and review. Also find us by Googling hashtag Hush Podcast. I hope you enjoy the show.
Well, hold your papers up high and forget all your worries. Where trouble poets can't die, they're the meat of the story.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. Today we air a special episode of Shush. Shush began as an audio podcast written and developed by local middle school students, of which the 4 episodes of season 1 were aired weekly way back in April of this year. Season 1 was made possible thanks to a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and followed the story of Samantha Shovel, sidekick Peter Pitchfork, evil Alexander Axton, fearless Frank Foreman, and Troll, the cat who wants to be a dog. These episodes were recorded with a video camera. I know that makes no sense, but trust me on this. And as a result, the students became fascinated by video production. Thanks to another grant from the St. Croix Valley Foundation, the middle school Shush team created a storyline that combined both audio and video. a hybrid that was first performed at the Phipps Center for the Arts at the end of July. What you are about to hear is a result of that performance and includes a new endeavor, the Chorale Variety Kitty Show. Hope you enjoy this unique experience.
Welcome back, everyone, to the office of Samantha Shovel, Private Eye. If you haven't been here before, I'm Trow, and I'm a dog. Well, at least I want to be. I'm actually a cat. The last time you heard of us, Alexander Axton, the nefarious Neanderthal that owns Axton Industries, attempted to destroy the entire human-robot hybrid race. We captured Alexander, but he was so rich and persuasive that he was only sentenced to house arrest in his ginormous mansion. Detective Samantha Shovel, the second most important hero in the capture, after myself, of course, is still on the case. Of course, Alexander's house is bugged, and Sam is doing surveillance. Everything is...
boring! All Alexander is doing is playing Thumb Wars with himself.
Well, everything is mostly fine. Like before, Sam doesn't have much to do except to monitor every move that Alexander and his pet wolf McClaw make in hopes that we can keep him from doing more destruction. I should go. The Chorale Variety Kitty Show is about to begin. And in case you haven't figured it out by its name, I'm the lead! Off to my show!
This is so boring. Watching this monitor is like the opposite of must-see TV. For a trillionaire, he sure doesn't have much fun. I mean, who still watches Downton Abbey? Oh, Trow! Wait, come here, my sweet little kitty. Let me scratch behind your ears.
Well, okay. I guess I have time.
No! I'm gonna be so good and so bad at the same time!
Alexander may be throwing a fit because he just lost to his own thumb war. But I'm liking life. A little rub under the chin, Samantha?
Oh my gosh. I'm actually early this time? Yes! I can't believe it. Better go back out to celebrate.
That's Peter Pitchfork, Sam's sidekick. He's often always late and almost always annoying, too.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, so awesome, so awesome, so awesome. Celebrating in the hallway, so awesome, so awesome.
5 minutes later.
I'm so awesome, I'm so early.
An hour later.
I'm actually early this time. Woo! You haven't clocked in yet, so technically you're late for the 1,234th time. Clock's still ticking. Oh. Oops.
His potential to be tardy never ceases to amaze me.
Hey, come here, Trow. Help Mommy look at these surveillance tapes.
I've stared at Alexander Axton for 3 hours. And nothing's happened! I'm already late for the Variety Kitty Show taping! I mean, live show! It's definitely not edited or anything like that.
Sam, just the one I wanted to see. Scratch that. Here.
Oh no, not Frank again. I'm getting out of here.
Frank, hi, I am sort of busy right now.
Busy? You still haven't thanked me for saving the world. And your life, might I add. This is becoming a problem.
Oh, shush. Don't whine over missing thanks. We're all gonna have a problem if I can't hear Alexander Axton.
Man, my last cupcake. Rats, McClaw, I'm eating these cupcakes really fast. I guess you could say I'm a wolf in the mound.
Fine, but this is not over.
Wow. tired of this, McClaw. Limited cupcakes, imprisoned in my own mansion. I've been robbed! That's right, McClaw. Revenge. Since I'm stuck here, I'll use you to do it. No! Not me! Them! McClaw, you'll go wreck havoc on the variety show. Here, take this specially auto-tuned kazoo. Play the lullaby song, and the audience and cast will be hypnotized! No! McClaw, not me! Them! Because of my devious technology, I will be able to control their minds with my remote!
Oh no, Frank, I've gotta go! The Vip's audience is in danger!
Just one little thing?
I've gotta find a resident genius and crazy scientist, Dr. Harley Hammer. He'll know what to do.
Wow! Whoa! There's so many people here that they have to use the Vip's auditorium as the overflow for my show. I'm famous! Hi everyone! Sorry you couldn't make it into the alley for the Trial Variety Kitty Show. Don't feel bad if you didn't wait for 4 hours to get better seats. We've got a big screen here, so you'll see me even better than if you were in the alley studio with all the other cool cats, canines, crows, caprines, and cows. Hope you enjoy the show. Now excuse me, I have to go in. My stylist is waiting.
It's time for the Trial Variety Kitty Show. And now, your hostess with the mostest, that cat who thinks she's a dog, that dog who is actually a cat, here's Trow.
You know he's a dog, but it's really a cat. Hey, it's the Trow Show! Yeah!
Dr. Hammer! Harley, open up! Peter and I just ran 5 miles to talk to you. Open up. I know you're in there, and don't tell me you're still sleeping.
Here, let me put my ear to the door to see what I can hear.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, good grief. Don't make me call you. All right, then. You leave me no choice.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hello? Oh, it's you.
Finally, let us in!
Sorry I missed your call. I'm not home right now. Please leave a message to be ignored for days on the beep. Beep. Goodbye.
Dr. Hammer! Dr. Harley Hammer! Now McClaw's gonna hypnotize the entire Phipps audience. And what's next? The world?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my variety show. I'm Trowel, and we have some very exciting acts for you all today. But first, this episode is sponsored by
Chips. Chips. They're chips. They're so good.
And now, Squeak, for Squeak's Corner. She's the wildest gerbil there is in town. Here to answer all your questions about life, love, and the annoying next door neighbor.
Squeak's here, and this is Squeak's Corner. Bulldog number 9 asks, I see a squirrel outside. What should I do? Well, Mr. Bulldog, of course what you must do is jump at the window and bark most aggressively.
Smart gerbil. I think we have time for one more, Squeak.
Here's one from Squirrel. I really want to cross the street. What should I do? Well, Squirrel, wait for a lot of cars to come by. We all know cars are good luck. And be sure to run back and forth across the street a couple of times.
thanks. Thanks.
And get get that reaction. Thank you so very much. Well, hello, wonderful FIPS audience. To distract you from this ear-wrenching thing you people call entertainment, I have a special surprise for you. My music is so wondrous, it's almost hypnotic.
Well, it's about time you opened the door for us and let us into your lab, Dr. Hammer.
What? I was sleeping.
Sure. Listen, Alexander Axton is going to hypnotize the audience at the FIPS if we don't—
Hold on. He's under house arrest. Did he escape? But security technology is top notch. It's impossible.
No, he's guiding his wolf, McClaw, to hypnotize the audience with a specific set of notes. If he does that, he'll be able to control their mind.
His wolf? Wait, he cracked widespread hypnotism before me? Rats, this close.
Harley!
Okay. You need the new auto-tune ukulele I invented for you. It's not perfect yet, some security issues. But it should do the trick.
Where is it? We've gotta go now!
Wait, this is important. Whatever melody McClaw plays on a kazoo, you'll have to imitate exactly on this high-tech ukulele.
Dr. Harley, give it to me!
Say please.
Please. How do you know all this anyway?
Because I'm a genius, obviously.
And modest, too. Come on, Peter, let's go.
Oh, I know. If there's a humility award, I win first, second, and third.
Welcome to the show, Justin Timberwolf. But first, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, after being a part of the Mouse Club, I joined the boy band O-Sync. We became famous, decided to take a break, and then I became Lone Wolf.
Interesting, and what compelled you to be on the Trial of Variety show?
Well, all the cool cats and dogs are on this show, so I figured I'd fit right in.
Don't forget the gerbils. Well, that makes sense, because all the animals in the crowd are wanting to hear your song, Can't Stop the Barking. Will you please play it for us?
Of course. Can't stop this barking inside my bones. I got that good smell when I sniff around. All through the alley, all through my home. It's so flippin' good, I wish it won't stop. I got those poop bags in my car.
Okay, thank you.
Nothing I can see but you, you fall, fall, fall.
Okay, thank
nothing
you.
Nothing I can see
thank
but you, you fall, fall, okay. Fall.
Give it up for Justin Timberwolf.
Stop! Oh no, the audience is already hypnotized.
I know, right? Only they could actually like this horrible music. Wait, there's McClaw after her. Peter, block the exit.
Will do, boss.
I've got you, McClaw. That kazoo is mine.
Oh no, not the kazoo.
Soon, these people will wake up and you'll be headed to the big house.
Oh no, not the—
Yes, the kennel.
Oh, I guess I have to surrender. Unless you forgot, I can bite.
Ow!
And there are two doors in that theater. That's my kazoo.
Hey, give me back that kazoo!
And now, straight from the kennel wars, our favorite comedian and hottest canine, Sergeant Snuggles!
Hello, everyone! I'm Sergeant Snuggles, real famous comedian. I entertain the troops, and trust me, I'm really funny. Ruff! What did the farmer say when he couldn't find his cows? Where are my cows? Man, this is a tough crowd! Tough crowd! Let's try this again. What is a cat's favorite movie? The Sound of Meowsic. What does a cat say when you step on its tail? Meowch! You guys want to hear a bird joke? I don't know any. This is really awkward. What did the bird say to travel? Did you hear about the mother tapping my head in a ball of yarn? She had mittens! What is Trowel's favorite color? It's purple.
Actually, it's green. I have a joke for you, Sergeant. Why couldn't the old mouse call 911?
I don't know. Well,
because she couldn't find the number 11.
And because she didn't have a personal thumbs. You know, child, without me, she'll be a real catastrophe or a disaster.
Sam, everyone in the FIPS audience is hypnotized. Look at their vacant faces. After McClaw's hypnosis, they probably don't even think this is all real. Does this just look like a stage play to them?
Don't worry, you poor hypnotized civilians. I'll save you. McClaw probably already made you forget about all those times Alexander Axton ruined the world. Or all those times you lost the TV remote. Or worst of all, the day you found out Twinkies were unhealthy. I still cry whenever I think about it. Never fear though, my amazing ukulele will save you.
Wow, the auto-tune feature really works. All I need is waking up. Wait, ukulele, hymnoton, auto-tune, computers, cell phones. Right, I'm supposed to be watching Alexander Axton. Let me check the surveillance app.
Samantha and Peter think they're so smart wiretapping me. But with my reverse technology software, I can follow them. Whoa, wait. What's going on? Hey, you can't do that. That's crowd's woken up. Curse that ukulele. I better do something quick. Hack the ukulele's auto-tune. Dr. Hammer may think he's a genius, but he's not that smart. There. Now Samantha and Peter won't be able to break the mind-controlling powers of McClaw's kazoo. And McClaw is now in the alley studio. I'll be needing this.
Sam, McClaw's in the alley.
What? Oh no, we gotta save the Variety Kitty Show ASAP!
ASAP? Nobody's said that since like 2017.
Let's go!
Thanks for joining us on the Trail Variety Kitty Show.
You gotta be kidding me. That was the most hilarious, I mean, the worst jokes I've ever heard. Wait, joke? Alexander Jackson's plan. I have to hypnotize the Trail Variety Kitty Show.
Everyone, cover the ear!
I can't believe someone leave a perfectly good moldy cheese on the floor. Wait, what did you say, Moss?
I am under your control. How can I be of service, Miss Claw?
Wait! I'll save you. I'll save all of you. What? The auto-tune's not working. It was working perfectly a second ago.
Snap out of it, Squeaks. Wake up.
Miss Claw, I am your slave.
Oh, no. Who could have done this? Sam's going to Axton. But wait. He's still under house arrest in his mansion. Will Squeaks ever be saved? Will my stylist ever get here so I don't have to look like a cat on live TV? Tune in next time to find out.
Thanks for listening to Shush, As a hybrid audio-video podcast, you can see the video segments of Alexander Axen and his mansion and the Chiral Riot Kitty Show by finding hashtag HushPodcast on YouTube. That is, go to youtube.com and search for hashtag HushPodcast and you will see those video segments. Or go online to theshireonline.com and select the Hush tab. Stay tuned now for a special medical moment with Dr. Charles Bransford, where he discusses emotions' impact on the body.
Well, hold your papers up high and forget all your worries.
Well, this is Steph from Voices in the Valley, and we have Dr. Bransford here from Stillwater Medical Group for our medical moment. Dr. Bransford, welcome. Thank you for coming on Voices in the Valley.
Good to be here. Another beautiful day.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Dr. Bransford, I remember at one time people didn't really think that emotions impacted health, but I think we now know that that is not true. Could you speak on emotion and how it can impact our physical well-being?
I would be glad to. What happens to our bodies with unexpressed emotions? Which is what you'd ask me about.
Oh, yes.
They get stuffed in the basement of our brains, and then they bang to come out.
Ooh, that's poetic.
Let me explain.
Okay.
So there's kind of three components to emotion. There's the subjective feeling.
Okay.
The feeling you have when you're joyful or upset or anxious. Just that feeling. There's the physiologic response, which sometimes is the same whether you're crying or laughing, right?
That's true. Then
there's the behavioral expression. The smile, the tears. So there's kind of three components there. It's amazing that we cry when we're both happy and when we're sad. No wonder we get confused. What happens to our bodies strongly depends on how comfortable we are with expressing emotions and whether we can express them in socially acceptable ways. What do we do when we're alone versus with our friends? When we block our emotions too much, we run the risk of losing much of our individual humanity. The Brit with the stiff upper lip. Can become quite boring. Fear triggers the autonomic response, as does anger. And in those situations, our bodies become extremely different, very tight, very anxious, blood pressure's up, muscles are tight, brain is functioning very limited. So a lot of things go on. When you think about animals, animals will go through these episodes where they suddenly become very upset. And after they're done, after they've chased the animal or whatever's happened, they shake. And they shake for about 5 minutes to get rid of all the stresses. What do we do?
So we should really be shaking?
We should be doing something.
Is that why dancing is so good?
That's why it is. Yeah. So I think about a brain is kind of like being a home, where the living room with the fire is kind of the place where you like to live your life, with connection with your emotions, comfortable with all the goods and the bads. You're there in the living room. And then there's the kitchen, which is the place where you kind of create new things, the place where you dream, and you kind of come up with new things. And then there are places like the basement. And the basement is the place where we kind of stuff all those unwanted emotions. And that's our natural reaction, being humans, is we tend to stuff them in the basement. But the trouble is, they don't stay there. They want to come back out. And so you always have to have some way of understanding how to deal with those. It takes a lot of energy to keep things in the basement, especially unpleasant things. So things we can do, I think most important is to be curious. To know thyself.
Oh.
And do some sort of inward practice like yoga, contemplative prayer, meditation in all its forms. You might consider cognitive behavioral therapy, which is a wonderful way to kind of come in contact with your emotional self. If you find that you've really got so many things stuffed in the basement that you can't let them back out, that having some form of therapy is really very, very helpful. As a doctor, I spent the first 40 years of my life learning to control my emotions. And I spend the rest of my life trying to get them back.
Oh, wow.
So does that make sense?
It does.
You know, we as a society, we really try to protect ourselves all the time. When you think about a newborn baby or a one-year-old or a two-year-old, when they enjoy something, they enjoy it totally. They don't have any protective.
So we should be throwing more temper tantrums.
Exactly. Yes.
Dr. Bransford, thank you so much for sharing. It's really good to have you, and I'm hoping you'll come back monthly.
All right. Well,
medical moment.
Oh, man. How about next time we talk about strep?
Yeah, how about how not to get it?
Right.